A year or two ago, there was a Sondheim review on kind of one night only on the civic stage, which showed off the amazing breadth of talent of the women singer-actors of Spokane. And they're capitalizing on that in this show tonight, this Leading Ladies show, with 17 different singer-actors who will be performing on that show. That is, as I mentioned, 7:30 tonight. One of those is Aubrey Peterson, and almost ironically, the last thing that we had on the air before the pandemic was a preview for the Civic Theater presentation of Cabaret, and it included this song sung by Aubrey Peterson.
Maybe this time I'll be lucky. Maybe this time he'll stay. Maybe this time, for the first time, love won't hurry away. Everybody loves a winner, so nobody loved me. Lady peaceful, lady happy, that's what I long to be. Things
That took place in our studio in February of 2020. Aubrey Peterson singing, maybe this time from Cabaret, as they were previewing the Cabaret Downstairs show that was done at Civic Theater then. She's one of the 17 people who are featured on the Leading Ladies program, 7:30 tonight, on the Civic Theater website. And here's another one, and that is Abby Crawford. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning, Vern. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, because I'm all of a sudden feeling that maybe life has a little close to normal. If I can be talking to Abby Crawford and we're talking about theater and songs and things like that.
I know, it's a strange world, isn't it?
It is. So here you are. You're one of these 17 people that was chosen. Remind me, what was the Sondheim show that you were all in that featured all of you women a year or two ago?
Oh gosh, A Little Night Music?
No, it was that one night only show, or maybe it was Everybody But You. I can't remember. It was a whole.
I think it was probably Everybody But Me.
Oh, that
oh,
was.
They did Follies.
Follies, yeah, it was Follies.
Yes.
And
that's a show I would love to do someday, but was not able to audition for that one.
But it does point out the amazing, you amazing theatrical women of Spokane. Talk about your sisters.
Oh, goodness. It is such a long bloodline of incredible and legendary women. I remember one of my first big shows at Civic. My very first one was done with Kathy Doyle and Jean Hardy as my choreographer and director. Kathy Doyle was directing it, and I was cast as the lead dance role, if you can believe it. But just watching them work together was fantastical to me. And then my next big show, Troy Nickerson directed Jesus Christ Superstar, and Melody Deathridge played Mary Magdalene. And I am telling you, it is ingrained into my tiny little 19-year-old brain how to find my light on a stage, because I could watch Melody and she knew she could find her light in a black hole. I mean, she was incredible to watch. And so to learn from them and to sort of, I mean, to claim them as mentors is one thing. I was lucky to be sort of taught by them, even though they didn't know they were teaching me. And that really is what being a leading lady is about, is giving that opportunity to the next generations, because there is something magical about community theater. I mean, you don't necessarily, there's a lot of us who never did go to school for it. A lot of us who, you know, this is a hobby or a favorite pastime. And so you learn from the people that you watch who walk into those lead roles. And it is fascinating and such a wonderful thing to be a part of. So I consider myself lucky to be considered a leading lady.
Well, and you clearly are, and it actually has led you into a career and education in that way too. So it's also just the example, isn't it, of a whole bunch of great
Absolutely.
Theatrical performers.
Yep, they created me, and I allowed myself to, you know, pick and choose, like, well, mm-hmm. what do I like about this particular leading lady? What do I like about, you know, it was always, they always treated other people with respect. They obviously loved what they were doing, and it stands out in my head this very day. So.
And so we've had this year. This year has gone by, and I forget. Were you one of the 40 people or so that had a line or two in the Christmas Carol that we did with Civic?
I was not.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I did listen, however.
Yeah, and that was a great collaboration there. And here we have this great, great collaboration. What was it like to sing a song again?
Very strange. Come to find out, you know, they always tell you, well, your voice is like a muscle. You have to use it in order for it to work. And that is very clear to me now. I would say I'm definitely out of, I don't want to say vocal health all the way, but boy, I was out of practice for sure. So it took me a little bit to get used to myself again. But I think it was wonderful that they actually recorded us in the space. I mean, it was the first time I had been in a theater in over a year and a half, and it was delightful. I cried a bit, and I was nervous. I mean, it was a very strange thing. But the minute that I got to the dressing room, I felt very at home again. It was strange being in a dressing room by myself, but it's the dressing room. That's my home dressing room. I've been there since I was 19 years old. So it was comforting. And the whole team, Jake Schaefer and Henry McNulty and their tech team, they really worked hard at making us feel safe and making us feel like everything was taken care of. And I was so appreciative of the experience. It was nice to be home.
And if I can project, with all of us looking anxiously down the road at the glimmers of win-win-win, can real theater, can real bodies, out there, the roar of the grease paint, the smell of the crowd line happen, then maybe even this review with the 17 of you is going to kind of get you all in vocal shape and get you anxious that we can really see theater get relaunched, do you think?
I would love that. It definitely has reignited my want to sing. I haven't really wanted to sing, so I've been doing other things instead, but it was nice to hear it again, I suppose. But I've been taking better care and working on my voice every day so I can start working it out again. I got things to do, Vern.
I know. So that's Abby Crawford, one of the 17 leading ladies that will be presented tonight. Abby, thank you for a chance to talk to you again and to look forward to great things coming along.
My pleasure. Thank you so much, Vern.
And so that is at 7:30 tonight, and one simply goes to SpokaneCivicTheater.com to find out more and to find out how the ticketing works.